Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney.
Hey y'all, so I wanted to talk about something I brought up on the last episode. First and foremost, it was a point in that episode where you couldn't hear what I was saying, but that's because I was trying to be productive, y'all. I was legit trying to sew pillows and do the podcast because, of course, I procrastinated. So I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I spoke about not getting things how you seen them coming, and just also things, you thinking things didn't work out for you, but it did. And I wanted to bring that up, and I just wanted to reflect on the entire year for me. And it's raining outside, if you hear the thunder, and I am in my car. Because I was listening to the episode, and sometimes I go back and listen to the episodes, and that's how I come back and correct things and such like that. Like, I ain't put no show notes in, so I need to go back and do that. Anyway, what I'm getting to is, I wanted to speak on this because this is something that happens to me all the time. It's been a lot of spaces in my life where I'm mad or I'm upset because something didn't do what I wanted it to do, when in reality, it may, you know, something better happen for me or save me from something worse. You know what I mean? I've been out of my job 3 separate times, like out, like on leave. And each time I was out, I always was worried, like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to have money. But during those times, I was honestly saved because of another reason. I'm going to give you an example. A lot of people don't know, but it steps in the post office, which means before you get a truck, and it's not for every office, it depends on what city you're in. Before you get a truck, it's like you have to deliver mail out of your car if the situation is like that. Like I say, it's really per city. Anyway, so I had to use my car to deliver mail. I had my own route, but I had to use my car to deliver the mail. And of course, that mean I had to upkeep the car, make sure the car was running. And at that time, I was working 6 days a week, and I would have every other Saturday off. So imagine the wear and tear on the car. You stopping and going all day, you got to maintain it, you got to keep gas. It's solely your responsibility. It's like, if you don't maintain your car, you can't do your route. There's not a backup vehicle. It's legit all on you. And so when I went out of work, and I was out of work for 6 months. And during that time, I was so upset and just so distraught. And how could they do this? How am I going to pay my bills? Like I said, the post office got a union. So if they ever, you know, trying to do something underhanded to you, the union has your back. Which is why every time something came up with me, I ultimately went back to work because it was bullshit. And honestly, I just done got tired of it. Like, why the hell am I fighting to work at a place I don't want to work at? It's like it just clicked with me one day. Like, you don't want to be there. You don't want to do this anyway. Why are you fighting to stay there? It just clicked. But yeah, I could give y'all a whole rundown of the Postal Service. And honey, I am writing a book. And they definitely got at least a smooth 3 chapters from all they fuckery. But anyway, this raining real bad. Hold on, because I think I'm being dangerous right now. All right, y'all, I'm back. It's still raining, but I'm parked at my house. So yeah, I don't know what that was. This is a span of maybe 2 minutes too. I don't want y'all to think it's been a long time. Anyway, it was just a lot. But when I went out of work, and you know, I felt like I was in crisis. And the actuality, or well, the reality of it is, had I continued to work, my car wouldn't have made it. And that's the God honest truth. Because every day I was working, I was worried about my car. Like I said, without the car, you couldn't work. And y'all, when I tell you it worked out perfectly, when I came back to work, I think we was getting trucks within, I don't know, it wasn't long. Let's say 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And so that's ultimately, it was like a relief because the car wasn't going to make it. And everybody knows their own car. You know what I mean? You know, if even if you work with the same piece of machinery every day, because that's all the car is, you know the limitations, you know. And cars are not meant to do what it was doing, which I have an SUV, but it wasn't doing, it's not meant to stop and go all day. It's not meant to brake all day. You know, I done had to replace brakes, tires, multiple times, steering. It's a lot. It's this, a postal truck is designed differently than a car. So this is a good example of being unsure and just keep moving forward and things work out. I was meant to be out for those 6 months. Honestly, I was meant. And then right after that, I had a route with the truck. So it's like it just rolled. And that's the thing where you're thinking, dang, why I got to be out of work for 6 months? Da-da-da-da-da, they wrong, da-da-da-da-da. When in reality, I was being saved from ultimately losing my job at the time because the car just wouldn't have made it. And that would have been a valid reason for me to, you know, ultimately leave or get fired. So I just wanted to expand on that because this done happened multiple times. So let me give you another example, which is recently. I'm back at home. You know, like I say, I love my mom to death. Hey, come back, rebuild, go back. Cool. Been in survival mode a long time. I'm happy to have the opportunity to take the time to plan and see where I want my life to go instead of it just being on the grind and just trying to make money, because it's sad. I hate to say it, and I want y'all to really take a breath and really think about it. You know, are you sacrificing to make money to pass to somebody else? Because at the end of the day, we all middlemen. We all giving this money is not sitting with us. We passing it to the landlord, to the electric company, to stores and brands, and everyone's getting a piece of our cash. But I just want to live a different life where I'm getting a piece of it too. Like, I need to, you know, have something for myself. And I also want to give something out to the world. You know, I love charity. I donate all the time. It's just something I like. I give people money on the street if they see me. Not all the time, y'all. But I have given someone my last. But that's just because I felt like it wasn't going to do me no good. Like, if it's my last and I got a home and you ain't got nothing here, you know. So, this is another example. When me and Chardell broke up, I was still working. I didn't leave the job till September. And when I left there, I came to mom's house. Now, the whole thing was, I was trying to find me a place for me and Nala. And it just seemed like nothing was working out. You know why nothing was working out? Because more than likely, Spirit already knew that I wasn't going to have this job or that I was going to leave that job and I wouldn't have been able to handle rent. So when I made the decision to come home, although the whole time I'm here, I was like, I got to get out. It wasn't like a extreme I got to get out, but in my head, it was like, we got to get out. You know, I've lived on my own since I was 17. So it's not as simple as, oh, we'll just come back and, you know, and it's going to be all right. I never lived with my mom as an adult. And I never lived with my little sisters either, because I still have my little sisters. And then they have never lived together. So the dynamic was different. And I didn't want to impose or that's that people pleasing, you know, feeling like, oh, am I in your way? Although they already said it's okay. I already said take your time, get together. It's still my mind overthinking it, trying to, I don't know, not be a bother. So in my mind, I'm still let me try to, I got to get somewhere. I got to find somewhere. You know, I got now to take care of. I don't want her to feel like X, Y, Z. I ain't doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Blah, blah, blah. So I kept trying to find a place. And I didn't find one, clearly. And then right after that, and I had, y'all, it's insane. Because it's like everything lines up. You sometimes you just wonder, you get pocket full of money and you can't get what you're looking for because you're not supposed to have it. And that's the God honest truth. Because had I got a place, then I would have been signed on to a lease that I really could not afford at all. And then what? So that's the situation where I got saved. And that's what I mean. When stuff don't work out how you envision, that doesn't mean it's not going to work out ultimately. Just because you had a bad day today don't mean that the week going to be bad or the month going to be bad. And so on and so on and so on. I have another example of this. When me and Shardell decided to come back from Georgia. I mean from New York. Same situation, money in hand. I'm talking about close to $10,000 in hand, looking for a place, looking for a place, looking for a place. It was no reason, no rhyme for us not to be able to find a place, but it just was not. Hold on, y'all. It just was not happening. Sorry, y'all. That was a business thing because I'm a businesswoman. But, yeah, this same situation. Money, 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 money. We got the money in hand. Can't find nowhere. Can't find nowhere. And I remember just telling Shardell, I think we, you know, I got to go home. Like, we have to go home. And Shardell was not trying to come with me. You know, if you go, I'm not coming. But it was just one of those things where it was like, all right, you know, it was, I don't know, it was just like nothing was holding me to New York. It was tough. I didn't understand why people were staying there. The rent was outrageous. I just didn't see a future there. But while I was there, I was fighting to be there. So this the same situation, fighting for something and you don't know why. And this is where the release come in. Couldn't find a place. Alright, we gotta leave. Nah, we got rent, landlord here. We done paid. He already got notice we leaving. Already done lined up somebody else to come. You gotta leave. And I remember we drove home. And still no plan, y'all. No plan. Drove home, had the money. We stayed in a hotel for like 4 days. And at the end of that fourth day, we had a place. Paid the rent for 6 months, and that was it. And just like that, back to breathing. And I don't know why, but I feel like, I don't know. It's just like the older I get and the more I grow, the more I can see why things wasn't working out. Why things wasn't working out. You know what I mean? It just be the little things, what you don't even pay attention to. You don't think it's a big deal, you know, and then that's what helps you in the future, or that's what's waiting to assist you. You know what I mean? When I kept getting a call to, like, look back, you know, I was panicking. Like I told you, I was panicking about money for no reason because money comes easily and frequently. But every now and then, I do go into a little thing where I have a fear of not having or a fear of not being able to help. And so every now and then it's like, oh, I may have to get a 9-to-5. You know, I'm talking to myself, trying to, I don't know, calm this fear or whatnot. And then I was like, well, let me look back. And I look back, you know, at some things I had done in the past, and here comes the money. You know what I mean? And stuff like this happens all the time. So I just wanted to elaborate on a situation with me that I wasn't sure, but then it worked out. Or I was upset at the time, and then it worked out. You know what I mean? So, yeah, y'all. This was just a general chat. This is not even an episode. I just wanted to go over it because I have had so many situations. And now that I'm saying it out loud, it sounds like I just needed to release. I needed to
let the control go and just go with the flow and not panic, you know. And sometimes we trying to catch ourselves from falling. You ever seen the videos of the people that won't fall? Like they just won't fall because they trying to regain balance instead of letting what needs to happen and then pick yourself up. So yeah, y'all, today is December 30th. I thought today was the 31st all day, but today is the 30th. We headed into the new year, and like I said, the new year really is significant, but not really, because we want to be evolving and growing all the time. It's just a good time to reflect and see where you want to go. You know, don't sit and try to control too much, because if you hold the flower too tight, it will die. And it's the same with everything. Everything is like that. Well, if you're doing too much, it ain't going to last. You got to calm down. So thank y'all for listening to my elaboration. If you're working, get back to work. If you live in life, continue living life. And just something to reflect on. Just, you know, think of a time where something worked out for you. Where something, it could have been you breaking up with somebody. It could have been you going to a coffee shop on a Tuesday that you never go to, and you met your new man or your new woman. You know what I mean? It could be anything. It could be anything. Little small things happen to us all the time. Thank y'all for listening to the podcast. The podcast would be nothing without you. And yeah, let's just continue growing.